Nation. I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 168. In this episode, I'll discuss ICU complications that could increase the risk of lithium toxicity. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode168. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. Starting Thursday, March 2nd, 2017, members of my Critical Care Pharmacy Academy will have access to my new masterclass, Principles of Infectious Disease for ICU Pharmacists. To learn more about the Academy and sign up, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. One of my physician colleagues advocates, as a general rule, temporarily holding lithium upon admission to the ICU. Shout out to Pulmonology Lou. He follows this general rule under the presumption that lithium has the potential to do more harm than good in ICU patients. I discussed lithium toxicity and its treatment back in episode 130. Fluid balance is an issue of concern in critically ill patients. Loop diuretics are commonly used to address fluid balance issues. Unfortunately, loop diuretics are known to increase lithium concentration and have the potential to cause severe toxicity. A 2015 study of over 7,000 ICU patients found a 51% incidence of loop diuretic use. Sodium depletion can facilitate the development of lithium toxicity. A 2016 study found that although the incidence of hyponatremia in critically ill patients is decreasing, it is still 25%. Significant cardiovascular disease also increases the risk of lithium toxicity. Heart failure is the primary cardiovascular concern when it comes to lithium toxicity. Many ICU patients have transient demand ischemia and a subsequent elevation of troponin. The effects of this on lithium toxicity have not been studied. In general, lithium is avoided in patients with significant renal disease due to the increased risk of toxicity. A 2015 multi-center study found the incidence of acute renal failure in ICU patients to be 57%. Recognizing signs of lithium toxicity in ICU patients is difficult. This is especially true if multiple comorbidities are present. The symptoms of ataxia, tremor, dystonia, and hyperreflexia are difficult to assess in many ICU patients. Non-convulsive status epilepticus is similarly difficult to identify. If seizure does occur, it may be attributed to numerous other causes. The risk of temporarily holding lithium during critical illness is a recurrence of bipolar symptoms. Should acute mania recur, it can be treated with antipsychotics, benzodiazepines, and lithium if there are no contraindications. Ultimately, the decision to routinely temporarily hold lithium upon ICU admission comes down to your assessment of the risk versus the benefit. I recently posed this question on Twitter, and at the time of this recording, about 55% of the respondents routinely hold lithium on ICU admission due to the risk of toxicity, and about 45% do not because of the risk that mania may recur. I'd love to know your thoughts in the comment section of the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode168. Do you routinely hold lithium upon admission to the ICU? Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.